Eve.
U.S. stocks are trading lower this hour. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy and helping clients find balance. Clients are matched with one of 35,000 therapists for online therapy from anywhere at betterhelp.com/public. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from The Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at cidergallery.com. The memorable and solemn Pavane for a Dead Princess, music by Maurice Ravel, played by the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Normandy on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you as classical music continues through the afternoon time. We have a recent recording of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra and some music that I don't believe I've had a chance yet to share from Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, the composer's one and only symphony, quite a marvelous piece, and it's on the way in just a bit, along with Antonio Vivaldi's music for cello and bassoon with the players of Tafelmusik, all just ahead of us. Our next recording is of the Minnesota Orchestra and conductor Eiji Ue, for music by Richard Strauss from the opera Salome from 1905, taking place in the court of King Herod. This is an opera that caused a bit of a scandal in its premiere in 1905, and it caused a scandal specifically for the music that we're about to hear, the sensuous Dance of the Seven Veils. Here's the Minnesota Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Dance of the Seven Veils, from the opera Salome by Richard Strauss. That recording of the Minnesota Orchestra, conducted by Eiji Ue, here on KPR. 12:23 is the time. The Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra with us in a few minutes with a recent recording of the one and only symphony by Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály. We have that to enjoy in just over 5 minutes' time. Thanks for joining us for classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. An afternoon where we have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. It is 93 degrees on the KU campus. And for the most part, it's just going to be sunny and hot. An excessive heat warning is in effect for the KPR listening area and is going to be so until Thursday. High temperatures near 100. This afternoon, heat indexes as hot as 111. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 80, and sunny and hot once again tomorrow, with a high near 98. Become a KPR sponsor, and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Next on KPR, we'll enjoy a bit of Antonio Vivaldi's music, a combination for strings and winds. Cellist Honor Bilsma and playing bassoon Michael McCraw with players of Tafelmusik, led by Jean Lamont in a Vivaldi bassoon and cello concerto on KPR. Concerto for cello and bassoon in E minor by Antonio Vivaldi. Cellist Honor Bilsma and bassoonist Michael McCraw, along with players of Tafelmusik, led by conductor Jean Lamont, here on Kansas Public Radio. A minute past 12:30, and at the top of the hour, news from NPR. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. You won't believe that this week's soloist on Classics Live is still in Lawrence High School. Matthew Liu will astound you with his sensitive and mature playing. On the next Classics Live, join us for Beethoven's Third Piano Sonata, reminiscences of Don Juan by Franz Liszt, and much more. Teen artistry will be on display on Classics Live, and that'll be Thursday night at 7 here on Kansas Public Radio. What we have for you next is a brand new recording of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Joanne Valletta, with something from Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály that I'm sure I've not yet shared with you folks. Zoltán Kodály, turns out, only had a relatively small output for orchestra, only 9 works for orchestra in total. Most of his time was dedicated to the instilling education of Hungarian folk music to the population, but with so little written for orchestra, he was persuaded by Arturo Toscanini to create a symphony in the 1930s. It wasn't actually premiered until 1961, but Kodály gave Toscanini the dedication. We'll enjoy Kodály's Symphony in C Major with the Buffalo Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. The one and only symphony of Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, played by the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra in a recent recording, conducted by Joanne Valletta on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's 1 o'clock and about time for NPR News, and in the next hour where we await an American symphonic poem on the subject of Aphrodite by George Whitefield Chadwick. That's coming up in the next hour. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Lieflation to the Fed's 2% target. Fed policymakers are meeting for 2 days this week. The Dow is up 127 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Antonín Dvořák, who among his many musical gifts were 2 marvelous collections of Slavonic dances, we listened to some music from the first collection, Opus 46, and Slavonic Dance No. 4, in F Major, as played by the Atlanta Symphony, conducted by Yoel Levy on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Glad you could be a part of things. Coming up in a little over 15 minutes' time, the Nashville Symphony Orchestra with a beautiful American symphonic poem on the subject of Aphrodite from composer George Whitefield Chadwick. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nova, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program information at kansascitypbs.org. Onward with some French chamber music from composer Charles-Marie Vidor, who was born in the mid-19th century and was known primarily as an organist. He composed about 10 so-called organ symphonies, and following César Franck, was organ professor at the Paris Conservatory. He wrote for other instruments as well. We'll hear a suite for flute and piano, played by Paula Robeson, joined on piano by Timothy Hester, next on KPR. A suite for flute and piano by French composer Charles-Marie Vidor, played by Paula Robeson, joined on piano by Timothy Hester, on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is just about a minute before 1:30, a little over half an hour until our next update of news headlines from NPR. And, of course, classical music continues until 3, when it'll be time for All Things Considered, and later tonight, Destiny has more music for you from 7 to 9. On the program tonight, kisses are part of the theme, one poisonous and one not. Here's something from Rayfon Williams unlike anything you've heard before, plus Rossini's William Tell Overture, and the Second Symphony by Jean Sibelius. We'll have that and more when Destiny is your host for more classical music this evening from 7 to 9. Support for classical music comes from Kansas City PBS, unlocking and streaming more KCPBS programming with the PBS video app and Passport Video Library. More information at kansascitypbs.org/passport. An excessive heat warning continuing in effect for the KPR listening area until Thursday. It's 96 here at the KU campus, on our way to a high of 100, with heat indexes as hot as 108. Lows around 80 tonight, clear skies. Much the same for tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high near 100. Next on KPR, we have an expansive symphonic poem from an American composer of the 19th century, George Whitefield Chadwick. This is known as Aphrodite, although it isn't a musical suite expressly based on any of the myths or legends about Aphrodite. The composer notes in his own words that in ancient times, statues of Aphrodite, the goddess of love and of sailors, were placed on or near the seashore. And so this symphonic fantasy is an attempt to suggest in music the poetic and sometimes tragic scenes that may have passed before the sightless eyes of such a goddess. Conductor Kenneth Schermerhorn leads the Nashville Symphony Orchestra for us next on Kansas Public Radio. That's from the 19th century American composer George Whitefield Chadwick, the symphonic poem Aphrodite, in a recording by the Nashville Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kenneth Schermerhorn, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 2 o'clock, and up next, news from NPR. Another hour of classical music awaits us, where we've got, among other things, the Emerson String Quartet and an unforgettable Italian serenade from one Hugo Wolf, plus an enchanting concert piece for cello and orchestra by Ernst von Dachnanyi. That and more still to come on KPR. All things considered, this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, Kansas's largest library with more than 5.8 million items across multiple campus locations. Information on community resources and upcoming events is at lib.ku.edu.
Live from NPR News takes bronze. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From composer Oscar Strauss of Vienna, something for you called the Bulgarian March, as Alfred Walter led the Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, classical music as well. And I'm Jeff Watson to share the latter with you until 3 this afternoon. And between now and then, the Emerson String Quartet with a cheerful serenade, an Italian serenade for strings by one Hugo Wolf, plus cellist Maria Kliegel in a concert piece for cello and orchestra by Ernst von Dachnanyi. Some wonderful music is in store for us. Thanks for being a part of things here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Next, we're with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner, for music from the Catalog of Essential Music by Ray Vaughan Williams. We'll enjoy next the English Folk Song Suite. The English Folk Song Suite by Ray Vaughan Williams, as played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 2:20, and still to come. In a little under 10 minutes, the Nicholas Esterházy Symphony and cellist Maria Kliegel will be here for a concert piece by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnanyi. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. And Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. If you're looking for something to do this evening and are interested in some live chamber music, you might want to check out the Heartland Chamber Music Festival. They're getting underway tonight with a concert at 5:30 p.m. at Yardley Hall at the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, with guests from the Miami String Quartet, and on their program for this evening, some wonderful offerings such as Mendelssohn's Second Piano Trio, The Electric Cafe Music by Paul Schoenfield, there'll be music by Scott Joplin and others, and something else that they'll have for you is by the Austrian composer Hugo Wolf of the 19th century, and one of the most memorable things that he wrote, his Italian Serenade in G major, a charming piece, something that, to my way of thinking, always sounded like it belonged as a piece of accompaniment for a silent film picture. We'll see what you think. The Emerson String Quartet with Wolf's Italian Serenade in G on KPR. The Italian Serenade in G from composer Hugo Wolf, as played by the Emerson String Quartet here on Kansas Public Radio. That bit of music by Hugo Wolf, along with music by Mendelssohn, Paul Schoenfield, Scott Joplin, and others, all a part of a concert tonight at 5:30 p.m. of the Heartland Chamber Music Festival, with guests from the Miami String Quartet. They're playing tonight at 5:30 at Yardley Hall at Johnson County Community College, and you can find out more about this concert, how to attend, over at heartlandchambermusic.org. Of course, if you just want to stay in this evening, you can catch some wonderful classical music with Destiny tonight from 7 to 9. The overture from Raphon Williams to The Poisoned Kiss, along with Rossini's William Tell Overture, and the Second Symphony by Jean Sibelius. Classical music with Destiny is tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. What we have for you next is a recording of the Nicholas Esterházy Symphonia and music by the great Hungarian composer Ernst von Dohnányi, who was a student of Johannes Brahms in the late 19th century, and someone who grew up with the sound of the cello in his ears, his father being an excellent amateur cellist. What we'll listen to is something that he wrote around the turn of the 20th century, a concert piece for cello and orchestra in D major. A performance given by the Nicholas Esterházy Symphonia, along with the cellist Maria Kliegel, next on KPR. Composed in 1903, a concert piece for cello and orchestra in D major by Ernst von Dohnányi. We listen to the Nicholas Esterházy Symphonia and the cellist Maria Kliegel here on KPR, where it's just about 3 o'clock. And up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. We'll follow that tonight with more classical music. Destiny is your host from 7 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson, and thanks very much for joining me for classical music here on a Tuesday afternoon, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.